You have people that are going out and doing a job to defend their communities. And you know in the back of the mind of every one of those officers, one of them might not be going home. And I've seen throughout my career, I've seen it here locally, where a police officer didn't go home. They kissed her loved ones goodbye, and that was the last time they saw him. And sometimes I don't think we realize the impact that this job has had on our families, let alone ourselves. That's a heavyweight. That's a heavyweight of the badge.
It's gonna be a long one, another graveyard shift, as he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life, just like his dad. Driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task, keeping us safe under the weight of the badge. Swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words, and lays his life on the line, and the line he walks is razor fine.
Every time he goes, I'm always like, call me or text me when you leave, because I just want to make sure he's okay, because I know that it's a possibility that he may not be sometime. That's the biggest weight, and I feel like a lot of times when he leaves and I give him a hug and a kiss goodbye, I always hold on to him for an extra couple seconds, just because.
He said, I'm gonna be alright, there's just sometimes you gotta fight. And the truth is, nothing truer could be said. I do it for us, and I do it for them. And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge.
So for me, the weight of the badge is the weight of the pager. When the tones go off, the emergency comes in, and you're going.
And at the end of the day, when we get done with our careers, we go back home to our families. Well, who are we returning back to their families?
But you still have to leave and go home and take that badge off. But after you've had a long day at work, your heart is still heavy because of what you've seen.
When you say the weight of the badge, the weight of the shield, I was holding a conversation the other night. We were on standby at a firehouse and talking with the chief in another department, and we were talking about seeing... I'm going.
It's a sense of service, really. That weight is a sense of service to the people. I'm very, very hopeful, and I'm an optimist. I think most of us are optimists in this job, because really we want to do what's right and what's good for the people. And stumble and fall, just get up, dust yourself off, and you keep moving. Because that's what life's about, isn't it?
Yeah. I hope so. That's what I try to do, you know?
You know, the weight of the badge, you know, because it's really not that heavy until you put it on. And then for those guys, it's got to be incredibly heavy.
Look, this is a teenager. This is a teenager right here.
I'm blessed enough to, you know, have two, like, incredible daughters that they're, like, beyond their years.
When this uniform comes off, what do I have? I have my family.
Right about now, we're going to go outside and show you what is my pride and joy.
One of my collar ornaments that came off one of my original uniforms, and I would like to have George Strait have that as a token of my thank you for doing this the song, Weight of the Badge. And also a miniature replica of my badge that's, like I said, it's small, but it's heavy.